When I'm not hosting this podcast, I am writing books, but it is really hard for me to write when I'm at home, so I like to find remote cabins in the middle of nowhere to just hang out and write. But I hate the idea of my house just sitting empty, doing nothing but collecting dust and definitely not collecting checks. And that's why I'm an Airbnb host. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. Other popular side hustles are awesome too, don't get me wrong, but they often involve big startup costs. By hosting your space, you're monetizing what you already have access to. It doesn't get easier than that. And if you're new to the side hustle game and you're anxious about getting started, don't worry because you're not in this alone. Airbnb makes it super easy to host. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth a lot more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I'm Nicole Lappin, the only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. It's time for some money rehab. These days, we have a whole lot of choices when it comes to investment vehicles for retirement. Back in the day, it was only Social Security, Medicare, and pensions. That's it. Today, there are at least 8 different kinds of benefits plans that you can choose from, but that is a huge responsibility. So how do we make this decision? Money Rehabber Charlie sent in this question.
Hey, Nicole. I'm honestly just completely fucking lost when it comes to retirement plans. Most of my friends have a 401k, but my brother has a Roth IRA and feels so strongly about it. Which one is better? And how do you know they're different?
Okay, Charlie, I know that the alphabet soup of retirement accounts can feel so overwhelming, but I'll take you through all of it. I'll give you the big retirement players and then the pros and cons of each of them. But I'm going to start by giving you a guiding principle, a North Star, if you will, to keep in mind as you're learning more about your options. Here's your North Star. You're going to need more than one kind of retirement account in order to ball out in your senior citizen years. This picture is going to start to come into focus as I go through the big retirement players, but just keep this in mind as we go. You're not going to choose which account, but which combination of accounts are best for your goals. Okay, let's meet the contestants. Let's start with the account your friends are stoked on, a 401k. A 401k is a retirement account established by employers for employees. If you're at a company that offers a 401k, you can make contributions before the money hits your paycheck and your contribution is invested in an account with your name on it. People get really excited by 401ks because sometimes an employer can make a matching contribution to your account, which is like free money. It's not always the case, but when it happens, we love that. Another cool characteristic of 401ks is that your contributions are pre-tax, meaning these contributions get taken from your paycheck before your income is taxed. However, don't think of this money as tax-free because you do have to pay tax when you take the money out. And if you take it out before you're 59 and a half, yes, that is the actual number the IRS came up with, you have to pay penalty fees. But let's do a little myth-busting here. 401ks aren't and were never intended to replace your income when you retire. It's just how we started using them once traditional pensions, which are meant to replace your income when you retire, started becoming less and less common. Pensions would guarantee your money when you retired, and that put the burden on your employer to make sure the money was there when you needed it. Nowadays, 401ks are cheaper to run for employers, and they put the burden on you. However, again, let's go back to the North Star. 401ks are not the new pensions. There isn't an amount of money that's guaranteed to be in your 401k by the time you retire. So you will likely need more than one retirement account in order to live a rich, full life in retirement. Okay, rant over. Regardless, 401ks do tend to be the most popular retirement plan, but that doesn't mean they're best for you. Remember, trusting your employer with your money is trusting your employer with your money. Why not trust yourself instead? Most people don't realize that 401ks are technically profit-sharing accounts, which means that 100% of your contributions can be invested in your company's stock, which you should never do because it's generally a really bad idea to have your money in one company, because if that company were to go under, you'd lose your retirement nest egg. Hello, WorldCom, Tyco, Enron, I'm looking at you. Maybe it's just me, but the basic idea of having your retirement and your job being so closely linked seems wrong. If you put all of your money in your company's stock and the company goes out of business, your livelihood is doubly screwed. Now, with losing your job, and later, with losing your retirement savings. Let's review, checklist style. A 401k is right for you if Number one, your employer matches your contributions. Number two, you need something easy or you won't save at all. No shame if that's you. Number three, you want to go crazy with your contributions. The contribution limit for a 401k in 2024 is $23,000 for your personal contributions. That is much higher than an IRA, which we will get to in a sec. Number four, you might need to borrow from yourself. There are a few different circumstances where you can take money from your 401k with no or fewer penalties, like if you're a first-time homebuyer or if you have a medical issue. Or you can take out up to $50,000 or 50% of your balance, whichever is less, if you need to pay for an emergency without a penalty, so long as you pay it back within 5 years. Side note here, try your hardest not to exercise this option, especially if you have a precarious work situation, because if you lose your job, you have to pay what you borrowed back within 60 days, or it will be considered a default and hurt your credit score big time. Plus, this isn't an interest-free loan here. You're going to have to pay interest, and the interest rate will be on the higher side. The good news is that you're paying this interest to yourself. But still, I wouldn't use this option unless you absolutely had to, but know that it is an option. Now, the flip side. A 401k is a good retirement option, but you might want to think a little more critically if you check any of these boxes. Number one, you don't have 6 to 9 months of emergency reserves in the bank. Yes, you need to save for retirement, but you need liquidity first. You can't go to the grocery store and pay with your 401k. Number two, your employer doesn't match your contributions. Many do, but not all do. So check. Many companies suspend 401k matching contributions as a cost-saving measure if the company is going through a hard period. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And if your company does suspend 401k matching contributions, be aware because sometimes that's a precursor to layoffs. Number three, you have a significant amount of credit card debt. Paying down debt is a form of long-term savings because if you don't pay it down now, you'll pay more and save less later. Avoid the potential avalanche of debt and tackle the mountain of interest accumulating bills first. Number four, you want freedom of choice on fees and investment options. Since this is your employer's show, they pick the plan and the fees. You get a few options, but that's it. Even if the fees seem small at the time, they definitely add up. So you might be able to do better if you feel adventurous and studious enough to tackle it on your own. While you think over whether 401ks are a good match for you, pun intended, let's introduce our next candidate, the traditional IRA. IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account. Similar to a 401k, you can open a traditional IRA with pre-tax money, and you don't have to worry about paying tax on that money until you use it for retirement. But unlike a 401k, an IRA is not offered through your employer. You set it up yourself. You keep that account forever and always, no matter where you work. Hence the individual part of individual retirement account. IRAs are all the rage these days, but how do these darlings of the retirement savings world work? I found out by opening one myself. When I was at CNN, I started a 401k because it was recommended to me. I never stopped to consider my options. Now I wish I had earlier, so please live and learn from me. Hold on to your wallets. Money Rehab will be right back. Do you ever get FOMO, fear of missing out? Well, do you ever get FOMO-tupita, fear of missing out on the perfect hire? If so, I have the antidote. It's LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In any given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites, and that adds up to a serious squad of awesome candidates. LinkedIn has over a billion professionals on the platform, and these candidates are super qualified. So much so that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within just 24 hours. I work with LinkedIn Jobs for all of my dream team needs, so they're hooking up Money Rehabbers at linkedin.com/MNN. Go there and you can post your job for free. That's linkedin.com/MNN, as in Money News Network, to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Money Rehabbers, you have money hidden in your house. Yeah, just hiding there in plain sight. Okay, so I don't mean you have gold bars hidden somewhere in walls, treasure map style, but you do have a money-making opportunity that you're just leaving on the table if you're not hosting on Airbnb. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. By hosting your space, you are monetizing what you already own. It doesn't get easier than that. For me, hosting on Airbnb has always been a no-brainer. When I first signed up, I remember thinking to myself, self, you pay a lot of money for your house. it is time that house returned the favor. And to get real with you for a sec, I felt so much guilt before treating myself on vacation because traveling can be so expensive. But since hosting on Airbnb, I feel zero stress for treating myself to a much needed vacation because having Airbnb guests stay at my house when I'm traveling helps offset the cost of my travel. So it's such a win-win. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. And now for some more money rehab. When I finally did look into my other options, though, I found that there were three major pros of an IRA for me. Number one, the money I put in actually reduced my taxes. At the time, I was in the 25% tax bracket. I think I contributed $6,000 to my IRA. And when I did, my taxable income was reduced by that amount. So that meant my tax bill was reduced by a cool $1,500, 25% of $6,000. And I love reducing my tax bills wherever I can. It's not that I saved the money per se, because tax refunds are really just your money coming back to you, but I didn't have to pay more for it. Number two, I could still have a 401k, and if I had enough money to max them both out, I could. Number three, like a 401k, there are circumstances where you can take money out of the account early without paying a penalty, like if you're using the money for medical expenses, to buy a house, or for educational expenses, you can skirt around the 10% penalty fee. By the way, you can make an IRA contribution up to tax day following the year for which you're making the contribution. In other words, you have until April 15th of 2024 to make a contribution for 2023. While IRAs have a lot of pros, there is one notable con. You are limited by the amount that you can contribute each year, and the contribution limit is much lower than 401ks. In 2024, you could contribute $7,000 if you were younger than 50 and $8,000 if you were older than 50, which if you're younger than 50 is less than a third of what you can contribute to a 401k. Once you max out a traditional IRA, as you should try to do annually, the show is over until next year. So having a traditional IRA alone isn't going to catapult you into retirement rockstardom, because an IRA is a little more DIY than 401ks. It might feel a little intimidating to start, but it's not. Here's how to get a traditional IRA up and running in just 5 steps. Step one, choose a brokerage you want to use for your IRA. You can call the companies directly or just go online. Some popular companies are Vanguard, Fidelity, Robinhood. I'm actually partnering with Robinhood right now. And through April 30th of 2024, they're offering their gold members up to 3% extra on every dollar you contribute to an IRA. Terms and conditions apply, of course. So learn more at robinhood.com/boost or the link in the show notes. Step two, if you're calling someone at your brokerage, have them talk you through the account setup process, also easily done online. Step three, fund the account, that is, put money into it, and voila, you have an IRA, but you're not done. Step four, decide what you want to invest that money in. This is perhaps the most important step. Some people will just put money into their IRA and think it means their money is automatically invested. It is not. Unless you physically invest the money that's in that IRA, it is doing as much for you as your money is sitting in your checking account. So make sure you invest that money, put it to work. My investment strategy, which as you know by now, is to index funds and chill. If you have any questions on which funds to invest in, I took a listener through this process on an episode, which I also linked in the show notes. Step five, claim the amount you contributed as a deduction on your tax return. And scene. But wait, there is more. I've been saving the very best for last, the superstar of them all. Roth IRAs. This is what your brother is obsessed with, Charlie. Roth IRAs, or just Roths for short, are a lot like traditional IRAs, except your contributions are post-tax, meaning you fund the account with contributions you've already paid income tax on. So unlike a 401k or a traditional IRA, you don't have to pay tax on the money that you take out, because you already paid it. This makes your nest egg a whole lot easier to account for over time. We can't see into the future. We don't know what tax rates are going to be by the time you retire, but tax rates are likely going to increase. So those investing in a 401k or a traditional IRA have an unknown tax bill looming, while those with Roths will have no surprises. Yes, you will be paying taxes now on what you contribute, but you're paying it before your money has even grown. When you pay taxes later, like with a 401k or traditional IRA, you'll be paying taxes based on the amount that money has grown to. The rule in 2024 is that you're eligible for a Roth IRA if you make less than $161,000 as a single person or $240,000 for those married and filing jointly. So if you are given this option, you should absolutely put money into a Roth. Do not hesitate. Pause the podcast right now. Open up an account. And if you do make more than these Roth ceilings, first of all, good for you. And second of all, there is a perfectly legal loophole here. I did a whole episode on this too, which I also linked in the show notes. I'll show you the money trail. Assume you have $80,000 in your retirement account when you want to take your money out decades from now. With a traditional IRA, that $80,000 is all taxable as ordinary income. That's the same tax rate you pay on the salary you make. Assume a 25% tax rate, and the amount of money you really have after tax is $60,000. In other words, you'll have to give $20,000 to the government before you can use it for all of the fun things you planned. With a Roth, though, you keep the full $80,000. That's right, you don't have to give $20,000 to the tax man when you retire because you already paid taxes on the money when you put it in the account in the first place. The only thing you gave up to get this awesome deal was the tax deduction when you made the original contribution. You can't deduct Roth IRAs like you can traditional IRAs. Sticking to our assumed 25% tax rate, you paid an extra $1,500 of tax when you started, 25% of $6,000, for the privilege not to pay $20,000 later. That is a very good deal. So do not pass up making Roth contributions if you can. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. If you run a small business or if you work freelance, you can still have a 401k. If you are a self-employed person, you can open a solo 401k, which is best for business owners who have no employees. With this account, you can make the maximum $23,000 contribution, just like if you were a W-2 employee at a big Walmart-esque company. But as your own employer, you can also make matching contributions to your account. Every business is different, so you definitely want to do your research to determine whether or not this is a good fit for you. But just know that just because you're your own boss doesn't mean you can't get a 401k. Money Rehab is a production of Money News Network. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Money Rehab's executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Our researcher is Emily Holmes. Do you need some money rehab? And let's be honest, we all do. So email us your money questions, moneyrehab@moneynewsnetwork.com, to potentially have your questions answered on the show or even have a one-on-one intervention with me. And follow us on Instagram @moneynews and TikTok @moneynewsnetwork for exclusive video content. And lastly, thank you. No, seriously, thank you. Thank you for listening and for investing in yourself, which is the most important investment you can make.